wander around in this conversation about canon and ships and what inspires people and all that kind of stuff, we kind of wanted to dive into the concept of canon compliance, canon divergence, alternate universes. Obviously, the big, huge world of AUs is a separate conversation as well, but specifically, we're kind of focusing on canon today, so we wanted to break down what some of those tags and terms and stuff can mean for people and some of the sort of blurry lines between those things. And even just between me and Flame, we have some different opinions on this. So, yeah, Flame, I know you have a strong sticking point when it comes to the concept of canon compliance.
Well, so here's my hot take, and all of you can break up with me now. But I just don't think that any of us in Marvel, the minute you do any ship besides Gamora and Peter Quill and Tony and Pepper in a romantic relationship, as of this moment, you are outside of canon. And so everything is canon divergent. And I also tend to think that the point of fanfic is to make things canon divergent because they're transformative works. So even if you want me to interact with canon, it's always a canon that we've manipulated somehow because we're not the writers. But like, I'm also the person that thinks that like comics runs are just commercial canon divergence. So, I mean, like, I'm not in a certain way the best person to have this conversation because I just kind of look at it all and go, nah, it doesn't really matter. But I'm fascinated with how passionate people are over some things about canon because I've never really cared because I've just been like, oh, well, I'll do what I want anyway. Because it, like, all fiction is meant to kind of be messed with in my brain, but that is not how you feel. So where do you fall on this spectrum?
So for me specifically, I mean, and I should say to preface this that Stony, as I've said before on the pod, is the first non-canon ship I've ever been in fandom for. So back in my early days of fandom, I was shipping Spuffy and, you know, all the other things I shipped. And they were all canon ships. And so the idea of making something that was canon compliant was a lot. It was easier to get your teeth into because canon supported the relationship that was the primary reason that that fandom existed. So it wasn't as much of a struggle as it would be to make something, say, Stony and canon compliant. But my feeling for compliant is that it isn't about what it does, but where it could fit. So for me, canon compliant means that nothing in the piece of art directly contradicts anything that happens in canon. So the question that is asked is, could this be inserted into canon without causing any like anachronistic issues or conflicts or, you know, plot holes or what have you? And if it can, then it can be considered canon compliant. So if you do like timestamps, bits between movies, or missing scenes, or if you just manage to sort of wedge everything in the gaps, because it's very clear when you watch a movie that there's a whole lot of stuff that they're leaving out. So you know, not everything has to have been told to us. I actually believe it would be possible to write a canon compliant Stony fic just by filling in all of the immense amount of time that we never get to see on screen in such a way that everything that comes before it, during it, and after it could still happen exactly the way that it happens. And we as a fandom just love to talk about how like Endgame has all these divorce vibes and Civil War has all these divorce vibes and stuff like that. And like, I haven't done it, but I really think that it would be possible to do. So I don't think that a ship has to have been shown on screen for it to be possible to have shown it on screen and not screw up things that they did later. So you could fill in that hole if you wanted to. Not every ship, but some ships.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. If you're opening up like the possibility conversation, it definitely changes it.
Yeah.
And then to me, then I guess this goes back to the fact that I don't hold canon to be precious. And so why not mess around with at other things to like, I mean, because the thing is, so if we do that, then it's not going to be necessarily like, it's possible and it's, but it's not going to be a happy ever after fic for me. Like, it's not going to be a romance, which is why I read fic.
Right.
So like you, so it's just, it's going to be something I don't necessarily encounter, which it doesn't mean it's invalid. It just means that like, it wouldn't enter my brain space because in order to be canonical, it has to respect how the arc of the movie ends.
Yeah, for sure. Like Stony would not have a happy ending in canon unless you then extended well past, you know, and some other way of bringing them back together. And then we end up in fix it territory.
Then we end up in fix it territory. Yeah. I, it's, this is all really messy and fascinating. And yeah. I know I read a long time ago, a conversation. I want to say it was in the Stuckoni server in the 16 plus one in the early, early days of my Marvel fandom, where there was somebody who was vociferously defending like the importance of only writing stories within canon. And that AUs were a, like essentially a violation of fandom. This person strongly believed that. And that if we truly, truly loved these characters, we would love the canon that came with them.
In a Stuckoni server.
In a Stuckoni server, I know. The irony was not lost on me. And they were there, I think they were there to cause trouble. Because part of their thing was that Stucky is canon.
Right, okay.
And they were being really, really vociferous about that, that Stucky is canon. And I was like, sure, their friendship is canon. Yes, absolutely. Their platonic soulmate, bromance, whatever other word, but like they don't fuck on screen, man. Like I can't, there are as many people that as get romantic vibes from them. There are just as many people that get bro vibes from them. So I can't help you here, you know? And I respect that there's a lot of fandom that forgets that other people interact with these characters. I understand that. But none of these folks belong to us in the proprietary way that we sometimes talk about them in fandom spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, that's a separate rant. But I sat there watching this conversation and people were getting very, very emotional about it. And some of it was because this person was digging their heels in and not engaging in a good faith conversation. But one of the things that fascinated me was how many people still wanted to live in the in-between space. They did want elements of canon. Like they loved that Bucky was the Winter Soldier. That's a huge part of, you know, but this was 2 years ago before we had, you know, more recent, before we had canonical confirmation that Bucky goes to therapy, like we get in Falcon and Winter Soldier, the show. They wanted to believe that like, then he went on that. They wanted to live in the space where he was in Wakanda and they wanted to live in that space where he got healing. But in order to enjoy him that much, they, in an AU of him as it were, they still needed that Winter Soldier piece.
Right.
And even if he was like running a coffee shop, they personally needed him to have that trauma. And so to say that canonical elements can only come in one, like you take them all or you take none of them, feels like antithesis to fandom in a way.
Yeah, and I think that leads us right into canon divergent, which is certainly a much more popular category than canon compliant. And though I will just, since we're talking about Natasha and canon today, I feel like I have to tell the story of my first Marvel fic, which I've mentioned here before. It's a Natasha Bruce fic. And I wrote it immediately after watching AOU. And my entire drive for it was that I actually liked that ship. I liked the idea of Natasha and Bruce together. I thought they could be good together. And I thought that they could be good together in canon if a whole lot more had been shown to give their relationship an arc. So I wrote 100K that is, as to the best of my ability, 100% canon compliant. It shows that everything that happened that we see in canon leading up to AOU and then all the events of AOU. And I wrote it before anything else had come out. Still happened, but I did my best to fill in all the gaps and show some of the time in between and some of the time you don't see on screen of them together, et cetera, et cetera. And I mean, I have to say it was a really, really fun project. I watched Winter Soldier, like I had to do like rewind play on a whole bunch of Winter Soldier to get stuff accurate. So I watched it so many times But I actually really like the challenge of taking that, like the exact information that we already have from canon and seeing just how much you can pack into it. Like, it's like that meme with the car. I'm like, pat canon on the head and be like, you can fit so much Hurt Comfort in this baby. And just that, like, there is something really sort of mentally stimulating about, it's like working on a jigsaw puzzle of being like, here's the story that I want to tell, and having to cut it apart into pieces that will fit in the gaps in between to make a like a smooth, cohesive story. And coming from a background of all canon ships, that was like, that was the kind of fic I had, not all obviously, but a lot of the fics I'd been reading had taken that approach before. And yeah, I really like that. I think that canon compliant can still mean flexible and interesting. And there's a lot of stories that we can tell in canon compliant. But canon divergent, definitely, definitely more popular. I think whether it qualifies, like the word, the term AU now means so much, and it's such a broad, expansive term that even though I know in a lot of ways canon divergent is technically defined as an AU, I'm always hesitant to use the word AU to apply to all of these things, because I really think that we're at a point where we kind of need to divide that term up into some more categories, because, you know, you've got everything from, you know, everything was exactly the same except for 5 minutes and Civil War went differently being canon divergent AU, or canon happened exactly the same way except that Steve and Tony are soulmates and they're in love AU, all the way to like they're all in college and they work at a coffee shop AU. And that to me just feels too big for one label. And I always want it to be there to be a line between AUs of canon and complete other settings where we've just taken the characters and transported them somewhere else. Not because I adore both of them. It's not to be exclusionary, but just because when we talk about it, inevitably there's a really, really big difference about the way that we read, write, and engage with those two categories.
Oh, completely. And I think, I mean, my very, very first fic was a rewrite of the MCU canon. And I absolutely rewrote pieces. I mean, just full stop, like rewrote pieces. But I made, and I don't remember, I was such a baby in terms of tagging. I don't remember what I tagged it, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
Nor did I understand what tagging was when I, to be frank, when I started publishing that thing. But I know that I would not call that an AU in the same way that I would call like the My Fair Lady one I just did an AU.
Right, right.
And yeah, those are really different things in my brain. But I respect that according to the tags, like you said, it's not. And I think, I don't know, divergent is so much more, I just love to know like where people, like it's that meme with the car and the exit. Like, you know, I can keep going straight or I'm going to veer over here.
Yeah,
like I
always where's your exit?
Yeah. Like which exit? So are you up to Civil War? Okay, cool. Are you up to halfway through Civil War? Like I wrote a fic once where everything was canon. I mean, beat for beat until the fight.
Right.
And then Nat goes with Tony instead of Steve. And I just played with it that way. And that changes canon. And so like, then I just diverged. But I wouldn't call that an AU. Now I'm talking out loud because that's a really good, that's an interesting thing to consider of where is the boundary for you personally as a writer and also for you as a reader.
And I think the other thing that canon divergent brings up as like, boy, this gets fuzzy, is the idea of time, because something can be canon convergent at the moment that you write, or a canon compliant at the moment that you write it completely. For instance, my Bruce Nat fic, totally canon compliant to the end of AOU. And then of course it gets jossed by Ragnarok, which totally not surprised. I was expecting it, but when you write a fic that's canon compliant at the moment, and then more canon, you know, we live in a world where more canon is coming out and we're learning more about these characters. And a lot of the time, like, especially in movie fandoms, you're rarely getting more. So it's like, you got word of God or you got nothing. And to say, does the story change? Does it become canon divergent because canon jossed me? Or is it still canon compliant up to? But then when we define canon divergence as canon compliant up to a point, is the point relative to me and when I hit post, or is the point relative to can't, you know, like, it's, there's so many ways that we can shift these lines around that it's very hard to say 100% any of these things.
Yeah. And the time thing is just, yeah.
Especially in a fandom this long, like, most TV shows would have been over 4 years ago if we were in a TV show. Like, it's rare for a drama to run more than 7 seasons. So we're already well past how long we would be getting new canon if we were in, you know, except even in Doctor Who, we would have had to replace Doctor by now. So it's hard to say, you know, it's a bit of a unique situation to have so much, relatively few hours, but such a long period of time to create, where every couple of months you could get jossed again.
And maybe that's why I have the relationship with canon I have, because I came into fandom when canon was closed.
Yeah.
And so I was reading stuff from 2016 that, like, I knew had been proven wrong, but they called it canon compliance. And so I just, like, messed with it all in my head and went, who the fuck cares?
Yeah. It's sort of like, it has to be sort of ephemeral in a way, and has to kind of shift with time, because what are we going to do?
Yeah. And this is what's fun now for me, like, you know, and this is a longer conversation, and if people are interested in it, we can have it at another time, but how to interact with a fandom where the canon has closed in a way.
Yeah.
And what do we do? And, you know, I mean, like, the Harry Potter fandom is still thriving, even though it's not maybe as massive on AO3 as it once were. So there, and Buffy is still thriving, and Game of Thrones is still thriving.
Maybe
mostly so that people rewrite the entire last season. Yeah. God love them. I mean, there is no fix it fix like Game of Thrones fix it fix. Let me tell you that. Like, you can feel people's pain flowing through their fingernails onto the keyboard. Anyway, some of this question converges with that question for me. And we're 2 years out from Endgame, pretty much, as we release this episode. And
yeah, I think it's the anniversary, isn't it? Or just a couple days, depending where you live, it's a couple days off.
Yeah, depending on where you live. So we're 2 years out, and whether or not you acknowledge Endgame or not is, for the purposes of this conversation, moot. The Phase 3 of the MCU closed. Like, and now we're opening up into Phase 4, and there's so many new properties, I can't keep them straight. And I'm hearing, like, you know, Falcon Winter Soldier is setting up something for Rhodey's show, which is setting up something for the for another movie, for another month. We're it's a whole thing. Tony and Steve will still be parts of this canon, but as memories and as influences in terms of official canon. But that doesn't necessarily mean that anyone can't keep creating with those two characters.
Yeah.
And so if I write a Falcon and Winter Soldier fic where it's a part of the multiverse, and that's what Doctor Strange reveals, is that all of this is in various multiverses. At what point is multiverse canon compliant?
Right.
And which multiverse do I write in?
Yeah.
Because you can always claim, and, you know, and so it's just going to keep getting messier and messier. And for me, that's exciting.
Yeah. But I don't think we need hard lines on this, but sometimes it can be hard to talk about.
I'm always fascinated on Discord servers where people are going really into the importance of canon. Cause I'm just like, well, I'm no dog in this fight, but I really, really love it when someone's like, well, I'm writing a Winter Soldier fic and I need to know if, like, Bucky's lapel is, like, you know, at, there is no part of me that would read a fic and give a shit if they described the plates of the arm wrong. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I completely, completely respect that there are people that really deeply care. It just never like ceases. Even this morning on the Sam and Bucky Discord server, folks were like, well, I really want to write this thing. At what point does Red Wing come out from Sam's suit? And they're like, I'll go rewatch the episode. I was like, oh my God, I would have just made it up. Like, I would have just made it up. And this is why I'm not a canon writer. So,
yeah, I think it's definitely like a personality trait. I'm someone who, like, if I'm going to do it, it has to be accurate. It's like how you have to pick real restaurants and stuff. Like, it's the same feeling that drives you. It just applies in different places. So like, if I'm going to say it, it has to be accurate. So like, I will do a, like a, take a screenshot and send it to Mr. Ferret and be like, what kind of gun is this? So that I can say what kind of gun Natasha used in The Winter Soldier and have it be correct. But it's rare that I'm writing canon in such a way that it would matter. So in that case, it doesn't apply very often.
Yeah, I mean, we were playing a Marvel Trump's Hate game the other, like, it was a sprint. I had 20 minutes to write a fic, and I spent 5 of them finding a hotel in which there would be a bar in New Orleans. So I'm not saying that I'm normal. I'm just saying canon stuff makes me giggle. That's all.
So in this light of some of these terms covering too many things, I invented a new term.
Which confused a lot of people on the Twitter poll.
I'm sorry about that. Twitter doesn't give you room to define. But I think that canon divergent shouldn't, as we have already discussed, shouldn't have AU as part of it. So I disagree with that right off the bat. And so I think we should also have the non-compliant non-AU. So this is like, these are the fics where the setting, the premise, and the backstory of all the characters is all the same. So like, we know that Steve's Captain America. We can know all these things about him. We've got his history with Peggy, blah, 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 blah. There's all this stuff that we just know about people. But we have taken that and just either generally the way that it's approached is just to sort of ignore canon. Like maybe Bucky and Sam are there too, but we don't really talk about exactly what year it is or why they're all living in the tower together. And the 2012 tower fic totally falls into this category for me, where it's like, there's the mission fic, there's the like, oh, you know, Steve and Tony have to pretend to be dating on an alien spaceship, but we don't really know when it's happening, but Sam's up there with them, so 20 something, you know, like this idea that we can kind of play within the concepts and the premises and the tone and everything of canon, but not have to necessarily define exactly whether it's canon compliant or where it could fall or if it comes after, you know, like set aside the fix it parts and the who is where parts and borrow from other canons, like the fact that a lot of that we do get in parts of the comics where there are a lot of places where you can canon compliantly have these sorts of things happen. And as movie fans, we get jealous of that and we say, okay, I'm going to take that quality of comics canon because they've got all of this time that it spans and they do live together and they do fight together. And I'm going to say, well, what if we got that in Marvel canon? Totally respect if some people call that canon divergent. I think that it deserves its own category because, yeah, I just think that we need to divide these up into a couple more pieces to make them just that little bit more flexible to talk about.
It's like a little bit of what we were talking about a couple minutes ago, where you want the interstitial bits. Yeah. And so, but you don't want to have to always bring it back to fitting in the rest of canon, but it also doesn't radically change canon.
Yeah, it's like this could kind of fit, but I'm not going to spend any time worrying about whether it does or not.
Yeah, there's a lot of, this could be like hand wavy canon.
Yeah.
Like, sure, I mean, hypothetically, they would all celebrate Christmas at the cabin, right? Why not? Sure, yeah. That works.
Yeah.
There's no outright evidence that they couldn't. Of course Tony owns a private island. Of course he does. Of course he would take his boyfriend there on a vacation. You're hand wavy. Like, yeah. I think I'm going to refer to this in my own soul as hand wavy canon fix.
There you go. Yeah, that's fine. It would be nice if we could use divergent for what I feel it originally meant, which was that it was canon compliant up to a certain point and not in certain ways, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so that makes sense. Like, yeah. So it was more of a timeline and not a vibe
situation. Yeah, it was a split. There was a point and the timeline splits and we're doing a different timeline in this story. And love that kind of story. I would love if divergent could mean that. And then we could have some more categories for things like compliant, but it's a soulmate AU. And
yes, yes. Oh my God, we haven't even gotten into that. How does, like, it's compliant, but they're ABO or they're—
Yeah, layer AUs, which is like a whole different category from premise AUs or setting AUs, where it's like, we're just pasting this layer over canon that adds this other quality. And I don't love that AU becomes part of it, cause I totally get why, but like, it's just itching for a term that specifically means adding another element to what we already know versus an entirely new setup and backstory. And the terminology has fallen a bit short for me in this fandom. So I apologize to everyone I confused, but I was just started ripping it apart in my head as we were doing the poll and then realized probably we should save the poll for after we explain what the hell we're talking about.
This is, you know what, in a certain way, this whole extravaganza is very flare-it. Like, we have this great idea. It makes complete sense to us. We then throw it to everybody else, realize that everybody else doesn't live in our brains or in our chat, and then go, oh shit, we'll have to explain that. Sorry, guys.
So next up, we are going to discuss what you guys had to say about the poll that we did run. But obviously, big conversation, lots to say, and we had to explain ourselves. So by all means, come back and talk to us more about these types of divisions for canon. And if there's like a specific little hole that you live in and what kind of term you'd like to apply to that. And I don't know, maybe we could get some tag trends happening. We could be the change we want to see in the world.
Oh, guys, Ferret loves nothing more than a tag trend. Let's make it happen.